If you browse the beer aisle at your local store, you may notice an abundance of Oktoberfest beers. It's a popular style this time of year, referring to the German festival of the same name, which wraps up this weekend. Joining us now to talk about some of his favorite Oktoberfest-style beers and other great fall brews is Kyle Nabilsi, food and beer writer for Isthmus. Kyle, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what makes an Oktoberfest beer an Oktoberfest beer?
Well, I mean, it's a very long history in Munich, in Germany, with the Oktoberfest festival and with the Oktoberfest style. Historically, it would be what you'd call a Märzen style, sort of amber-colored, toasty, nutty, kind of sweet, but not super sticky sweet. And now it's a little lighter, a little more golden yellow. It's actually, the style is called Fest beer because since about 1990, that's pretty much what Oktoberfest in Munich has served.
And is there a difference between German Oktoberfests and what Americans are producing?
Yeah, you'll typically see the Fest beer style, the lighter, golden yellow in Germany. And then in the United States, we do everything bigger, you know? It's a heavier body. That's the reason that they don't really pour it that way in Germany anymore, is because you can drink more of them if they're a little lighter. So in the United States, it's more of the Oktoberfest style, the older style that's a little deeper, richer, toastier.
And is this a challenge now for craft brewers and smaller breweries around the country? Like, okay, we got to come up with our Oktoberfest.
Well, it's a style that a lot of drinkers expect, you know, whether they're longtime craft beer drinkers, you know, when craft beer first started becoming a thing, or whether they're new craft beer drinkers, people want an Oktoberfest.
Well, as we did the last time we talked to you, we had a WPR testing team to look at some of your recommendations. And we'll start with one, a traditional German Oktoberfest. Here's a listen that our team put together here.
We're going to start with this, I'm going to say, Weihenstephaner Fest beer. This is a German Oktoberfest. I will pass it on the left-hand side, as is the custom.
The German custom?
Yep.
Do we know how the correct pronunciation is?
Yeah, the way I just said it.
Weihenstephaner.
Everybody take a shot. I mean, that's my best guess.
I would say aren't W's V's?
I'm with the team leadership here, Weihenstephaner.
good choice, Dean. There's a sharpness to it, though.
It's not as caramely as some other Oktoberfest. Yeah. It's got more of a weedy flavor to it.
There's a little bit of like a crispness at the end, too.
Does this feel like a fall beer to people?
I don't know. Truthfully, it doesn't feel as autumny as some things to me.
It feels more summery to me.
Yeah, I want something a little heavier.
All right, talk a little bit, Kyle, about this Weihenstephaner Fest beer and what the gang had to say about
it.
Sure.
First of all, I nailed the pronunciation. Pretty good, yeah. Like, if you want to be really
20
true,
credits of German, and that's all
go.
I got out of it.
Right, yeah, that W is a V, so Weihenstephaner is pretty much the way you do it. So, it's definitely more like a Pilsner. That's usually actually the malt that's used to make a beer like that, is a Pilsner malt. But part of the reason why people say, well, why isn't Oktoberfest actually starting in October? That's because they pushed it into nicer weather over the years.
Outdoor festival.
Yeah, right. In Munich, okay. Like, well, we don't want to put it into cold weather, so we're going to move it. And then they inch it, you know, back in the calendar a little bit, so it's in September. So the fact that it's kind of a summery beer still is more or less appropriate. But
that
clean, crisp finish, that's what you want if you're going to drink a couple of them, frankly.
And are there a lot, I mean, I assume the answer is yes, a lot of German Oktoberfest beers?
Yeah. So there's six breweries in Munich that are really always closely associated with Oktoberfest. And then plenty more in the, you know, in the larger state of Bavaria, including Weihenstephan.
Now let's move over to the United States. You talked about how it's a little different here for American brewers. Here is one that we listened to, a Metropolitan Afterburner. Here's a listen to the gang.
Now this is an American Oktoberfest, Metropolitan Brewing Afterburner Oktoberfest Lager.
Next tasting, can we request steins?
They cut the stein budget last year.
This doesn't taste like an Oktoberfest at all.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It doesn't have much flavor.
Yeah.
Maybe that's compared to the last beer and the pretzels. Give yourself a sec.
I mean, there's an aftertaste, but it that's more flavorful than when you first drink
Seriously,
it. But it still doesn't feel like an Oktoberfest.
Near the end, I get a little bit of maltiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's definitely more malty than the Weihenstephaner was, and a bit of a coppery flavor, too.
Yeah, it's not a bad beer. It's just not distinct in any way.
Yeah.
It's certainly easy to drink.
A Okay, tough room there. This is one from Chicago.
Yeah.
They cut out the Cubs references in the conversation.
Good.
But this was on your list. You want to make the case for this one.
Yeah, so one thing I would ask, and I mean, I'm just totally guessing, is if it's a little on the colder side, you're going to lose some of the early nuance in the beer flavor. So if the beer was like straight out of the fridge or straight off of a really cold tap, you're not going to get as much of those early notes. But once it's been in your mouth for a few seconds, you're going to start to have those flavors open up a little bit. So I don't know. Maybe.
Is that common with an Oktoberfest beer? You want it not at fridge temperature?
Most beers, frankly, you don't want to drink them at fridge temperature if you want to actually taste all of the flavors that the brewers put into them. The colder it is, the less you're going to, I mean, that's why the big macro beers are always saying, hey, look at how cold our beers are when you drink them. It's because they don't taste very good.
Okay. All right. And now, how about some other American, we'll get to Wisconsin in a minute, other good American Oktoberfest beers?
You know, you really want to aim for the Midwest, in my opinion. It's where all of the, you know, where all the German immigrants typically landed. Burnt City is another brewery in Chicago that does some nice sort of continental European styles. You'll find Bell's or other breweries in Michigan that'll do a good Oktoberfest as well.
So places with a lot of German heritage.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, there's an Oktoberfest festival in Michigan that was the first one sanctioned by the city of Munich outside of Germany. I'm failing. It's an F. As I can't remember
Frankfurt,
the name of the town.
Frankfurt, Michigan?
I don't think it was that direct. But regardless, it was the first one that got the official sort of imprimatur of the Munich government.
Talking about fall beers and Oktoberfest beers with Kyle Nabilsi from Isthmus. Here's another one from the WPR beer tasting team. We brought this one a little closer to home to Wisconsin.
And now we have, this is a little closer to home. This is a Nuclearis Staghorn Oktoberfest.
Now I'm a little biased with this one because this is my favorite Oktoberfest that comes out of Wisconsin. So.
Good that you put that out there up front.
Let the
Not
audience
biased
know.
In any way.
I'm biased towards the pretzels.
This one like warms me up, like mm-hmm. all the way, like I drink it and then like out from my stomach, I just feel like the warmth spreading.
That's a good feeling.
You know,
you can almost smell it as you're taking that sip too. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. smells like mm-hmm. a fall beer.
This is what I think of when I think of Oktoberfest beers.
Yeah, it's definitely got a slightly heavier flavor. It's not, you know, heavy and creamy in the texture, but the flavor is definitely a little bit stronger.
This is one that you can drink like while you're baking a pie or sitting by the fire. These are all things that I've done with this beer. I mean, it's just really, like, it's very homey. It mm-hmm. makes you want to, like, curl up with a blanket and just, like, hang out and have a beer and it be fall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch the colors change.
So that was the winner of the Oktoberfest they tried there. Tell us about that and maybe some other good Wisconsin Oktoberfest.
No Homerism there in the crowd at all.
Not at all. This was not a blind test, I'll say.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Dan Carey, the head brewer at Nuclearis, has a lot of history brewing in Germany, so it doesn't shock me at all that a beer that resembles an older, more traditional style of German Oktoberfest beer would appeal to people, that he would do it well. And you'll find a number of beers like that from brewers that stick really closely to the traditional brewing styles. Ale Asylum is another one. Dean Coffey there and his crew, Otto Dilba, they're all pretty... They're pretty close to the style guidelines. And so the Octillion Oktoberfest from Ale Asylum is another one that I really like from a Wisconsin brewer. Similar in that sort of nutty, toasty, a little bit warming, maybe slightly higher alcohol than a fest beer. Yeah.
And then we checked out a non-Oktoberfest, because there's fall beers that are not Oktoberfest beers. Here's a listen to us venturing out into Stoutland.
And we have one change of pace beer for you now. A fall seasonal for folks who don't like Oktoberfests. This is Central Waters, so staying in Wisconsin here, a brew house coffee stout.
So I actually have had this beer before and I love this beer.
The big bottle encourages heftier pours.
So we are trying Central Waters Brew House Coffee Stout. I'm hearing lots of good sounds.
The aroma is amazing.
Ooh, it smells really good.
It smells better than coffee.
For me, and I do love coffee stouts, it could be a little creamier.
Some half and half?
Yeah. I think it's a perfect balance. I hate when they're too creamy. This is like a light one that I feel like I could maybe have another one after this.
That's
and
a good
not
point.
And not call it after that, but yeah. I really like this.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Right. I'm not a huge stout fan. They normally make me want to take a nap right after I drink them, but this one, like Mary Kate said, I could drink two or three of these. These are this is really good.
This actually I could see with like a good burger or something.
Yeah, or chili or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's where you run the risk with stouts too of just one beer and then you're feeling full and you either don't want to have anything else or you're not hungry anymore. And this one, you don't get that at all. So
I love the Weihenstephaner, but as far as fall time beers go, this coffee stout might be, I think, my favorite beer, most well made.
All right, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for the pretzels.
All right, talk about that coffee stout and some other non-Oktoberfest autumn beer.
Sure, yeah, the Central Waters Brewhouse Coffee Stout is a really great fall time beer when they brew it. They don't necessarily always brew it every year, but they usually do, and it's a really nice price point on top of being a really good beer from a brewery that knows what they're doing. You know, if you've ever had their Peruvian Morning, which is basically a coffee stout that's been bourbon barrel aged, you know how great that beer is. And the basic Brewhouse Coffee Stout is just a really clean drinking, not too expensive for the size of the bottle kind of beer. Another one I'm really looking forward to this year is, I think, a brand new one from New Glarus, their chocolate stout. They've done a coffee stout before. This year they're doing a chocolate stout, which I can only assume will feature both chocolate malts, which aren't actually chocolate, but then also some variety of chocolate or cocoa nib or something like that in it as well. And so another very well-balanced kind of Midwestern stout, similar to the Central Waters one.
Just a few moments left. If you're going to set aside a beer to, I don't know, celebrate a Milwaukee Brewers World Series victory, what beer is that going to be?
Ooh, I've got a Milwaukee Brewing Company Bourbon Barrel Doppelbach in my basement that I will probably crack open.
That sounds great. Kyle, thank you so much. Always good to talk beer with you.
Thank you very much.
That's Kyle Nabilsi, food and beer writer for Isthmus. We've been talking about some of his favorite Oktoberfest-style beers and other great brews for the autumn season. Thanks to the gang, by the way, for tasting pretzels and beer.